Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you give us your juicy property questions and we do our very best to give you a useful answer. Now, if your name begins with a K, you might be getting your question answered today. It's a special K episode. Hey, so let's tuck in. It's a delicious offering we have today, but before we do it, let's remind you how you can get your question answered on the show, even if your name doesn't begin with K.
Yeah, it's a highly addictive format, but people keep coming back for more. It's 013-808-0035. You just have to give us a call on that number, or you can go to propertyhub.net/ask. Either way, it just involves leaving us a voicemail, telling us what your question is, and then waiting for us to furnish you with an answer, just like we're about to now, for Kieran.
Hi, Rob and Mob. My name's Kieran. The content you release for free is brilliant, and I've learned a lot, so keep up the great work. It's been really helpful and informative. My question's regards to London, and more specifically the East London market. So I'm an estate agent myself in the area, and I've seen the East London market go from strength to strength over the past 14 years. I've come into some inheritance and I'll have about £200,000 to spend, and I want to buy locally as I know the area and surrounding area as well due to my career, and I've got good relationships with letting agents and contractors I know close by. My question's about Crossrail, and more specifically the proposed Crossrail 2 that got put on hold. Crossrail is to open end of May, which has seen significant growth in London and surrounding areas due to lessening the commute. And there were plans for Crossrail 2 to start a couple of years ago, but this got put on hold. When they released the plans for Crossrail 2, they estimated that within the growth forecast for London over the next 25 years, that 38% of the new build homes and 41% of the jobs created would be planned for East London. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, said in March 2021 that it's highly likely, and when the time is right, that Crossrail 2 will start up again. But there's no guarantee on this. My thought process is to look at the home counties that could benefit from the Crossrail 2 plans that got put on hold as commuting to the city would halve. Am I being too forward thinking on something that may not happen, or is this something you'd consider, as my goals are more long term over a 15-20 year period rather than over the next 5-10 years? Would love both your thoughts on this. Thanks.
Kieran, thank you for the question. Really interesting one. And I think the quick answer is, are you being too forward thinking? Yes. And the fact that it's on your radar is a good thing. The reason for saying that you are being too forward-thinking is for two reasons. One is, of course, this may not happen. But even if it does happen, past projects like this show that you don't have to be really early to reap the benefit. So Savills put out some data around this a few weeks ago. We talked about it on a recent market update episode, and it was looking at Crossrail 1, now called the Elizabeth Line, and found out that since construction started, the areas around the new stations hadn't benefited any more than the wider market. So there'd been no kind of premium as a result of knowing that it was coming. And then they looked back at past projects like the Jubilee Line extension and found the same thing. No benefit during construction, but there was a benefit after completion. And I found that really interesting because in a way it makes sense. There's no benefit until the trains are actually running. So why should you have an uplift in advance? But then I did think there would be a greater effect from people like you thinking ahead, moving in early, and therefore pushing up prices ahead of time. But apparently, according to this data, that doesn't happen. So on that basis, it doesn't seem like there is any rush. But the fact that you've got your eye on these areas is a good thing, because it means that they probably are good investment areas that are in high demand anyway, if there are proposals to increase their connectivity with London. And it means that you can keep an eye on those markets, see if they are starting to move, and pick the right time to get involved, if that still turns out to be the right thing for you to do at the time. So it seems, Kieran, that there's nothing that you need to do right now, but you're certainly on the right track.
Alrighty, next up we have a question in from Clara.
Hi, Rob. So the question I have for you today is around deals and how to essentially source them. Obviously, there are two options that I have so far come across. One of those is using a company that already has investment deals ready, obviously doing my due diligence there, or sourcing the properties on my own, kind of just looking for those motivated sellers. And this is a question from a first-time buyer into property investment type of scenario where, you know, I don't have that much expertise and knowledge. So kind of trying to weigh which is the better scenario, I guess.
Thank you, Clara. Great question. And you do have options. And that is a great thing and also a slightly intimidating thing when you start, because when you have lots of options, you can sometimes find out that you don't do anything at all. Now, here's the good news. You can use a property sourcer to find yourself a deal, you can do it yourself. You don't have to use a property sourcer or a property sourcing company. So it's up to you. What you need to do is put time and effort in, and you will be able to source your own deals. It is entirely possible. There is no secret sauce to sourcing deals. Yes, property sourcers and property sourcing companies will have a strong established network, or at least they should. But beyond that, there is no magic. It is just hard work. It's just calling people up, speaking to developers or agencies on a regular basis, and trying to put deals together. Now, Property Hub Invest, which is a sourcing company, has the advantage that it can deal in bulk. So it may be able to get a slightly stronger deal than you would as an individual. But that's not to say that it's impossible as an individual to get yourself a really good deal. Far from it. It is just going to come down to time and effort and some confidence. But what I'll do is I'll go a step further and I'll tell you exactly what property sources do with built stock and off-plan stock to find deals, so you can replicate it or decide whether you want to work with one of these companies instead. So with built stock, you may be surprised to hear, but they'll use the same tools that you will. They look on Rightmove, they look at Supla, they have alerts for new stock coming on. So simple stuff. And the only thing they do in addition to that is networking. So they'll speak to their contacts, be told when something's coming to market, and just potentially do deals ahead of it coming to market that way. But there are plenty of deals that are done once a property has come to market. So don't feel like you've got to build out a massive network now to achieve a deal. It just means you'll see more deals by doing it that way. And you can start to build up that network by going to estate agents, by going to networking meetings, and start to build your own network up in the areas that you want to operate. Now, I appreciate what I'm saying is being on top of alerts and building up a network is a fair bit of work. And if you've not done it before, you might not have the confidence to do that. So you may then choose to work with a company like Property Hub Invest or others, because there are other good sourcing companies out there as well. It's not the only one. But what you must do, whether it's with Property Hub Invest or any other individual or company, is do a ton of research on them and make sure that you are comfortable with the person you're working with and the company that you're working with, because you're going to have a very important relationship with them. And once you've researched them and you've got to a point that, yeah, I'm happy to enter some sort of working relationship with them, the next thing you should do is research their deals. So just because you might start to like and trust this person does not mean that you should negate research when it comes to assessing a deal. In fact, because you haven't found this deal, you should spend your time and focus on researching the information that they provide you. Are they showing you a deal in its best light? Is it rose-tinted glasses stuff? Or is it a realistic projection of the investment and what it could do in the future? Who knows? But you'll only find out by doing your own research. So research their research and do research on top. So whatever route you take, Clara, you will be doing research, whether it's researching deals that are brought to you or researching your own deals. And one route will require a bit more effort, doing it yourself. And the alternative route is working with somebody who has more experience and time to find you those deals. There is no right or wrong option. It's just what's right for you. And it's the same for everybody else listening. Now, hopefully I've given you a bit of a framework of your options and how you can approach this. You can decide what first steps you can take. But there's no harm in trying both to begin with. Speak to some sources or some sourcing companies and start to get your alerts up yourself on Rightmove and start to speak to some local agents in the area you want to operate and see if you start to prefer one process or the other. It may become quite clear to you which one you're more comfortable with. So best of luck. Whatever you do, don't procrastinate. Don't be overwhelmed. Just start. It sounds obvious, but you'll start to make progress. So best of luck, Clara. I hope you get your first investment soon.
Great answer, Rob. And that's our episode. Kara and Kieran have both got their answers. So next week, we'll be moving on to L. I will have answers for Liam and someone. No, I don't know. We won't. We'll be answering someone's question. So get your question in 013-808-0035 or propertyhub.net/ask is the place to go. We will see you back here on Thursday for the Property Podcast. So have a great couple of days till then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.